Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
At GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic every week, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology. Science that touches your life. Science that changes the way you view the world around you. And with us today, we have, well, two PhDs in science. The first is Dr. Daniel Whiteson, Professor of Physics and Astronomy at the University of California at Irvine in California. And the second is Jorge Chem, who got a PhD in robotics from Stanford University, and, believe it or not, is also a cartoonist. And the two of them joined together to write a fascinating book called Frequently Asked Questions About the Universe. You know, how many times have you wondered about this great universe of ours, where it came from? Well, one day we reach the stars. Is anyone out there in the universe? Well, these are some of the questions that Daniel and Jorge have tackled in their new book, Frequently Asked Questions About the Universe, using facts as well as cartoons and humor to explain the mysteries of the universe. But before we begin, let me just quickly say a few things about Science Fantastic. On Science Fantastic, well, first of all, you want to find out more about the radio show, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Go to my Facebook site. We have 5 million fans on Facebook. I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. My latest bestseller is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. And it's about, well, what I do for a living. I work in something called string theory, and we hope, though we cannot yet prove, we hope that it is the ultimate theory. The theory that eluded Einstein for the last 30 years of his life. An equation perhaps no more than 1 inch long that will, quote, allow us to read the mind of God. In fact, Nobel Prize winners have split on this question of whether or not string theory is the final theory. Find out what all the controversy is about. Once again, the book is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. But today we have with us Daniel Whiteson and Jorge Chem, who teamed together to write a book about the questions that puzzle, well, everybody. Are there aliens out there? Can we one day reach the stars? Or is there a carbon copy of you, a twin of you, a doppelganger somewhere in the universe? These are some of the questions that you mull over late at night. So first of all, let's bring on Daniel Whiteson, Professor of Physics and Astronomy at the University of California at Irvine, and ask him, well, how did you, as a child now, when you were a kid, what got you first interested in science and eventually physics?
Thanks very much for having me on to talk about our crazy universe. It's a great question. When I was a kid, I think I was curious just about the universe the way everybody is. I feel like children are naturally curious because the world around them is new to them, and so it inspires their curiosity. Why does this work that way? What is that thing over there? So they just start out by asking lots of questions. And I think everybody has these questions. Some of us are lucky enough to make it into our day jobs, like you and me, exploring the nature of this crazy universe and trying to find answers. But I think that everybody has these questions deep down. Even if you're not an academic physicist, you want to know where the universe came from. And so me, just like everybody else, started asking these questions when I was a child. Now, I happened to grow up in Los Alamos, New Mexico, home of the Manhattan Project, where sort of physics is in the air all the time. So maybe there was some influence there as well.
Okay. And Jorge, you have a PhD in robotics from Stanford University, but you're also a cartoonist. So what happened?
That's a great question, and it's a question my parents, I think, ask themselves all the time. They're probably a little bit worried about my career direction. But yeah, I started off in the academic track. I was really interested in research and technology and sort of, you know, having a job where you're sort of thinking of new ideas all the time. But then something kind of funny happened. When I started my graduate career, I started drawing cartoons and comics just for fun and just to kind of chronicle of the things I was going through. You know, when you start your PhD, it's sort of a whole new world and a whole new environment. And I saw a lot of sort of humor in it, and I thought it'd be funny to start a comic about it. So I started in the Stanford paper there, publishing a little four-panel comic strip, and then I put it online, and then it sort of took off. And then at some point I realized that people seem more interested in my cartoons than in my research. So I decided to make it a career. And so I switched career path there, and I've been doing creative things with the comics and writing books and producing shows and movies ever since.
Okay, well, let's just jump right into the substance of your new book, Frequently Asked Questions About the Universe. Let's start off by talking about a favorite topic, aliens. The United States Navy has admitted that, yes, they have hours and hours of videotape tracking unidentified aerial phenomena, UAP, and, quote, they are not one of us. They are not ours. The military has finally owned up to the fact that there's something out there that is not ours. And some people think that instead of looking out of space, perhaps the aliens are already here. So, Daniel, explain to us what your thoughts are about alien intelligence and are they already here?
I wish they were already here, because I'd like to tap into that alien intelligence to tell us whether string theory really is the fundamental equation of the universe, or if they even have a better idea. I think it's always fun to look for evidence of aliens. We should definitely keep scanning the skies and keep looking at what's in our atmosphere. But I think the most exciting evidence is not weird videos taken by Navy pilots, but our knowledge of what's out there in the universe. In the last 20 years or so, we've discovered that there are lots and lots of rocky planets around so many stars, which tells us that there are many, many homes for life potentially in our galaxy. Maybe even 100 billion or 20 billion Earth-like planets in our galaxy, which makes it easier to imagine that there is life out there in the universe, and harder to understand why it has not yet contacted us or visited us. So while it's fun to watch the skies, I think the most compelling thing is what we've learned about what's out there in the universe.
Okay, and Jorge, you must have a field day drawing aliens, but, well, when I see an alien, they all look the same. They look just like us. They have two eyes, nose, and a mouth. But look at life on the Earth. Look at lobsters. Look at butterflies. Look at octopods. I mean, they're totally different from two eyes, nose, and a mouth. But yet the aliens are always the same. What are your thoughts? As a cartoonist, how do you approach the question of ET?
That's a great question. I have to say it's a little bit of a pet peeve of mine whenever I see a show like Star Trek or even Star Wars. And you know, you see that most of the aliens look very humanoid. You know, they have four limbs, usually fingers, a head. And it's something pretty interesting, I think, that sort of tells you a little bit about humans and people. You know, when we think of something alien, we want something that is different, but maybe not too different. And so, you know, we want something that we can still sort of recognize as what we sort of think about when we think about an intelligent being. And so I think, you know, usually in the human consciousness, that means something like us, but maybe something a little different. You know, the typical alien always has sort of like a big head and strange eyes and a thin body.
We're going to have to take a short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of your book, Frequently Asked Questions About the Universe. And you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, the call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Today with us we have two PhDs in science. Daniel Whiteson, Professor of Physics at the University of California at Irvine, and Jorge Chum, PhD in Robotics from Stanford, and also a cartoonist. Well, Daniel, to summarize, what are your thoughts? When you see all these videotapes of these flying saucers or whatever, do you think that we have been visited? Do you think that they are here? Is it an optical illusion? You're a physicist. What is your best shot to explain all these videotapes?
Well, I'd like to believe because I want to visit. I want to talk to aliens, and I hope that they do visit us. But I'm skeptical because it's a huge claim to make and requires a lot of proof. And so I look at these videotapes and I wonder, is there any way we can explain it that's more boring? You know, like a balloon from a gender reveal party, which was floating above the ocean, et cetera, et cetera, or the camera flipping directions, which makes it look like the object is changing motion. So on our podcast, Daniel and Jorge Explain the Universe, we had an expert in these kinds of videos come on, and he was able to give us a pretty straightforward explanation for most of these videos. That doesn't mean that they're not aliens. It just means that it's not obvious that they are not earthly technology, which is somewhat disappointing. But, of course, we want it to be real, right? We don't want to just say that it's aliens if it's not. And so we always have to apply our skepticism.
Okay, and Jorge, what are your thoughts? You're a cartoonist. You approach this thing with a certain amount of whim and humor. What are your thoughts when you illustrate aliens from outer space?
It's fun, and it's fantastic. I mean, it's one of the best places in the book. I get to sort of use my imagination and think about what an alien spaceship would look like or an alien race would look like. You know, because it's kind of hard sometimes to draw some of these physics concepts. And so getting to draw aliens for me is like an extra fun day.
Okay. And Daniel, moving on, let's talk about parallel universes. You mentioned the fact that we've discovered planets orbiting other stars. 4,000 of them have been cataloged by NASA scientists. And then, of course, the universe consists of billions upon billions of galaxies. And then you ask the question, are there parallel yous out there? So what are your thoughts about the multiverse? In fact, it's one of the hottest topics on Marvel movies. If you watch the comics and the movies, you'll know that all of Marvel comics takes place in the multiverse. So is there a parallel universe? Are there carbon copies of us out there making the same mistakes that we make? What are your thoughts?
I think it's really fun to grapple with concepts like infinity. Infinity is not something we ever observe in nature, but it's an idea in our minds, this idea that numbers might go on forever. And so it's fun to take that idea and try to see if it exists in reality. And so if the universe goes on forever, if you can move in any direction and just keep encountering galaxies and planets and more planets and more galaxies, then it has real physical consequences. It means that anything that can happen will eventually happen, given enough quantum random fluctuations to get the initial condition. And it means that because you are possible, since you exist, it means that it's possible for you to exist also somewhere else. And that might seem like ridiculously unlikely, but if you get an infinite number of tries, you get to just keep rolling the die until you hit that same number again on the billion-sided dice, then eventually you will. And so the concept of infinity is really counterintuitive, but it really helps us to sort of accept and understand the nature of the universe, which is different from what we might have imagined. And so even just within our universe, even without parallel universes, it might be that there is another you out there if the universe is infinite.
And Jorge, as a cartoonist, how do you go about illustrating infinity, an infinite number of universes in which you may have a doppelganger somewhere out there? How do you approach that as a cartoonist?
Yeah, this one was a lot of fun to draw just because, you know, I think we're all fascinated by that idea of having a twin out there or having another version of your life out there. So I had fun drawing like an evil twin and a morally ambiguous twin and all kinds of fun concepts of that. But, you know, I think one of the fun things about this chapter that we have in the book is that we sort of talk about what makes you unique. You know, we're all different, obviously, but, you know, what are sort of the chances really that there could be another you, like a person exactly like you? And so if you sort of think about all the things that have happened for you to be here and for you to be the way you are, it's sort of like we sort of try to paint a picture in the book of like a die that has, you know, a 10 to the 80 or 10 to the 160 sides to it. And so that was sort of a fun. I didn't even try to sort of draw that one, but it would be sort of a die about the size of the observable universe, perhaps. And so it's sort of fun to think about these things and to potentially draw them. But yeah, infinity, I don't even try to draw. I just sort of draw the little loop, the little sideways 8 that everyone draws.
Now, Daniel, you're a professor of physics. When you try to teach quantum mechanics to freshman students, the idea you have to bring into account the fact that perhaps there is a parallel universe that splits apart constantly, in which case there's millions and millions of copies of you. You are only the copy that can be measured, that can be observed, but there are other copies of you, and this is embodied in what is called the Schrodinger cat paradox. So what are your thoughts about the many worlds theory, the fact that there are infinite copies of you, just like there are infinite copies of electrons inside a laboratory? How do you convey that idea to freshmen?
Well, first of all, I love teaching freshmen and sophomores about quantum mechanics. Because you get that moment where you really blow their mind because you're showing them that the universe out there really is different from the universe that you experience. That the nature of reality is not the nature that you imagine. And that's really what physics is about. It's revealing the truth regardless of what you thought might be the truth. And so when you learn about quantum mechanics, you have to grapple with these crazy ideas. And you're writing the multi-world interpretation of what happens when quantum particles have to make a decision. Then there are two universes, one where each of those possible outcomes happens. So do I think that that's real? I think it's a really fun and beautiful idea, and it's very simple because it takes the Schrodinger equation and the wave function and says, maybe that's all there is. And that's really beautiful and elegant. But there's a huge cost to that. Imagining that there are an infinite number of universes every time any quantum particle has any interaction. So we're talking about 10 to the 90 quantum particles interacting every 10 to the minus 40 seconds. You know, the number of universes you're talking about there is like 10 to the 10 to the 20. It's a huge number. It's harder even to grapple with than infinity, frankly. So it's hard for me to accept that that's our reality. But that doesn't mean that it's not.
And Jorge, how do you explain that, the fact that the total number of countable universes may be staggeringly large? And then how do you convey that with the Schrodinger cat problem, that a cat in a box can be dead and alive simultaneously? So before you observe a cat in a box, it can exist in all possible states, including being alive and being including dead. How do you convey that idea, the fundamental idea of quantum mechanics, in a cartoon?
Yeah, that's an awesome challenge, and I have to say it's probably one of the hardest things whenever I draw these concepts of physics with Daniel, is to convey quantum mechanics and, you know, like things like electron orbitals and wave functions, and that's probably the hardest thing. But in cartooning, there is actually sort of an easy thing to trick you can do to draw some good two things at the same time, which is just sort of draw them on top of each other. So you can draw sort of a dead cat and a live cat sort of in the same space. And, you know, that sort of conveys the idea that it's both things at the same time. And then you can also sort of draw things a little fuzzy to convey things that are, you know, not quite there or things that are maybe just probably there.
Okay. Well, moving on, in your book, Daniel, you talk about black holes, and what happens if you fall into a black hole? I don't advise any of our listeners try this, but let's say a few things about what happens if you fall into a black hole.
Well, the most important thing that will happen if you fall into a black hole is that you'll never see your family again. So I don't recommend it as a day trip. Because if you fall into a black hole, nothing that enters a black hole can ever leave. And so you and your photons and all of your information are sort of lost to the universe forever. But if you do, it'll be a fascinating trip because gravity stretches time near the black hole.
Okay, Daniel, we have to take another short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to continue the discussion of black holes, building starships, breaking the light barrier, warp drive, all those things that you thought about when you watched Star Trek. We're going to talk about with Daniel and Jorge, authors of the book Frequently Asked Questions about the universe. And you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe your thoughts will be heard on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has approved a $1 trillion package of road and other infrastructure projects after Democrats resolved a standoff between progressives and moderates. The House passed the measure 228 to 206, prompting prolonged cheers from the relieved Democratic side of the chamber. 13 Republicans, mostly moderates, supported the legislation, while 6 of the Democrats opposed it. Democrats postponed a second, even larger measure until later this month. Moderates had demanded a cost estimate of the $1.8 trillion measure. President Biden struck a deal with moderate and progressive Democrats on passing the infrastructure bill. They agreed to take a procedural step on the social spending package. He got assurances from moderates that they will back that bill later this month. This is USA Radio News. Vice President Kamala Harris is scheduled to host the Biden administration's first meeting of the National Space Council on December 1st. She'll be accompanied by NASA Administrator Bill Nelson and officials from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, as well as the U.S. Geological Survey. Harris will also present pictures from the Landsat 9 Earth mission for the first time. The satellite launched in September. Landsat 9 is collecting data to help with water use, drought effects, and agricultural planning. It's the latest launch in a series of satellites that have provided data on the Earth's forests, oceans, farms, and freshwater systems for nearly 50 years. This is Harris's first high-profile event as the head of the National Space Council, and the upcoming meeting is close to marking 1 year since the council convened last on December 9th of 2020. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today are two PhDs in science, Daniel Whiteson and Jorge Cham, authors of the book Frequently Asked Questions About the Universe. We'll be talking about physics and cartoons in the same breath. So when we last left off, Daniel, we were talking about black holes. The question that everyone asks is, if you fall into a black hole, where do you go? Do you simply just die? Or is a black hole in some sense a gateway to perhaps another universe? What are your thoughts?
Well, it might be that both are true. If you fall into a black hole, you will almost certainly die because the gravitational forces are so strong, they will tear you apart. It's actually interesting that really large black holes may be safer to enter than small black holes, because the edge of the black hole is further from the center, and so the tidal forces are not as strong near the event horizon. But in either case, once you fall closer to the singularity, then you will be torn to shreds. And the fun thing is that we don't really know what's inside a black hole. We know that general relativity, our theory of how gravity and space-time works, is amazing, but we also know that it breaks down inside a black hole. But the frustrating thing is that we can't see what's in there. There are these little hidden corners of space. If you fall into a black hole, you may learn the secrets of space and time, but not be able to tell anyone.
And Jorge, as a cartoonist, how do you illustrate the fact that everything perishes at the instant you reach the center of a black hole?
Well, first of all, you need a lot of ink to draw a lot of black holes in a chapter about black holes. And this is a really fun chapter to draw just because I think, and to write and to draw just because we really try to take you through sort of like the journey, you know, sort of a step by step or beat by beat of what you would actually see as you go into the black hole. And I think one of the hardest parts to illustrate was sort of how the world gets distorted as you approach a black hole. Because, you know, as you know, the black hole bends, not just attracts mass, but it also sort of bends and stays around it, and so all the light gets really weird as you approach it. And so, you know, like, for example, it creates a shadow. What you see is actually bigger than the black hole just because the black hole is also sucking the light or bending the light around it. And so those diagrams are pretty interesting to draw and pretty tricky. And so as the cartoon me or the cartoon avatar approaches the black hole, it's sort of fun to think about what happens to space around you and how at some point you can see sort of the back of your head just because the light goes all the way around the black hole and then hits your eye, or how the image of the universe behind you starts shrinking and shrinking as you approach, and at some point it becomes a little point. Those are all super fun to draw and super fun to read about, just because it is sort of pretty compelling to think about what happens when you fall into a black hole and how you might actually survive.
Okay, well, moving on. Daniel, in your book, you also talk about building a starship. Of course, we've all watched Star Trek. We know you would simply say, engage, and off you go. But in reality, the universe is pretty big, isn't it? I mean, most rockets would take tens of thousands of years just to reach the nearby stars. So how can we possibly build a starship?
Well, it will be tricky, and one of the trickiest things is finding some efficient source of fuel. You know, you want to bring something along which converts itself like 100% into energy, so you're not carrying along dead weight. And we talk in the book about one idea of using a black hole to power your spaceship, because black holes actually do emit some energy in Hawking radiation. So from that point of view...
Okay, Daniel, we have to take another short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to continue discussion of building a starship. You are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and find out what all the excitement is about. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or Facebook. We have 5 million fans on Facebook. So, give us a call.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today are Dr. Daniel Whiteson, Professor of Physics and Astronomy at the University of California in Irvine, and Jorge Chem, PhD from Stanford University and a professional cartoonist, talking about their book, Frequently Asked Questions About the Universe. So, Daniel, when we last left off, we were talking about, well, to build a starship, you need an energy supply. What about matter-antimatter? That, of course, is used in Star Trek. They have antimatter engines. But, well, what are the problems with building an antimatter engine?
The only problem with building an antimatter engine is that it's hard to make antimatter. That matter is not very common in the universe. You get a little bit made in cosmic rays. A little bit produced at CERN, we've made like picograms of antimatter. So it costs more energy to make antimatter than you get out of matter-antimatter reactions. And the second problem is that it's very dangerous. If any kind of antimatter touches any part of your ship, boom. So in the book, we explore lots of different ways you could power a spaceship, including a black hole, which is just as efficient as antimatter, but also quite dangerous. And then we talk about finding loopholes that you might not need to go through space to get from here to the other stars, that you might be able to find shortcuts. And things like wormholes and warp drives seem like science fiction, but theoretical physics has not ruled them out. And so we can sort of pass the buck on to the engineers and say, hey, this seems possible. Can you build one?
Now, the wormhole was first introduced by Albert Einstein himself in 1935 in a famous paper he wrote with Nathan Rosen. And, well, ever since then, people have been trying to illustrate this wormhole. So you're a cartoonist, Jorge. How do you illustrate a wormhole that is a gateway between two universes?
Yeah, it's super fascinating, super interesting. You know, I believe that there are several ways you can maybe have a wormhole. But, you know, what's kind of challenging sometimes in physics to be a cartoonist in this field is to just illustrate this idea that space is bendable, you know, that space isn't just sort of like emptiness, and that it can bend, it can sort of wiggle, it can have gravitational waves in it. And so that's a big challenge in cartooning, to show that, you know, even space itself, the emptiness around it isn't really sort of like empty, or it's not like an empty warehouse or an empty room. It's sort of, it can sort of bend and mold. And so it's pretty challenging, and it's also kind of fun, you know, because you get to you know, show squiggles in the air and show sort of a grid bending. And for a wormhole, I usually go with a sort of go-to funnel that tapers into a really narrow tube, and then it goes out and expands again on somewhere else. And what's kind of interesting too about wormholes that we sort of talk about in the book is that they don't just connect space potentially, they could also connect time as well. It connects space and time. And so that's a sort of like taking the challenge to the next level in cartooning is how do you draw something that doesn't just bend space, but also connects space and time. And so there's a lot of some fun illustrations in the book where, you know, I go into, or the avatar goes into the wormhole, then it comes out in another place and another time. There's a lot of fun to be had there. And also, I wish I had wormholes because that would save me a lot of time traveling and would save a lot of time, period.
And in fact, to my knowledge, the very first representation of a wormhole by a cartoonist was done over 100 years ago by the cartoonist who illustrated Through the Looking Glass. The Looking Glass of Alice is a wormhole. It connects the countryside of Oxford with Wonderland, and that was the first representation by a cartoonist of a wormhole. So, the concept of time travel was mentioned. Stephen Hawking wrote that wormholes may be possible. They don't seem to violate known laws of physics, but time travel he was a little bit skeptical about. But what are your thoughts about whether or not a wormhole can take you backwards in time? And if so, what happens if you kill your grandparents before you're born?
Well, that's exactly the problem with time travel, is that it's fantastic to imagine, but it seems to violate some pretty basic laws of the universe, like causes coming before effects. And, you know, people think about time sort of in a weird way because of movies. They think of like other
Okay, Daniel, we have to take another short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of time travel and your book, Frequently Asked Questions About the Universe. And you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And maybe you can get on 100 radio stations and the internet which carries Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today are Daniel Whiteson and Jorge Cham, authors of the book Frequently Asked Questions About the Universe. Well, we last left off, we were talking about time travel, the fact that if you go backwards in time and kill your grandparents before you're born, then how can you be born to go backwards in time to kill your grandparents before you're born? But some people say that the multiverse will save the day, because if you go backwards in time, your timeline splits into a parallel universe. So you've killed somebody else's grandparents, but not your own, because the timeline of the universe has split in half. There's a fork in the road of time, and therefore you've muddled somebody else's universe, but your universe, your grandparents eventually give birth to you. So what are your thoughts about the fact that the multiverse may in fact solve all the time travel paradoxes if the universe splits every time you go backwards in time? What are your thoughts, Daniel?
I think it's a cool idea to try to avoid the problem with time travel. But the problem with time travel is that we have a timeline, and the universe changes along the timeline, but the timeline itself cannot change, because change requires time. So for the timeline to change would require, like, another dimension of time. And so this solves that problem by saying, well, maybe you're not really changing the timeline, you're creating a copy and making a new one. So it's not time travel as much as sort of like time rewinding. Like, let's go back to a previous time and do something differently. Then there is no more future anymore that you can affect. You're just sort of like rewinding the universe. And that's a fun idea. And we talk about in our book how that's actually sort of what people want when they time travel. And in time travel, you don't want yourself to go backwards in time. That would mean a younger you in an older universe. You want the rest of the universe to go backwards in time while you stay who you are. You need to figure out a way to rewind time in the rest of the universe rather than rewinding your own personal time bubble.
Okay, so Jorge, how do you illustrate these mind-bending concepts of timelines that can split and parallel universes emerging in order to get rid of all the time travel paradoxes that we have? How do you, as a cartoonist, approach the time travel paradox?
Yeah, with the answer is with a lot of aspirin, because we had a lot of discussions about this chapter and sort of thinking about all these possibilities and all these sort of repercussions, and it gave me a headache, I have to say. And I think part of the problem too is that we're so steeped in popular culture and science fiction movies, like the Marvel movies, like you mentioned about, and like Back to the Future, where we're used to it. Time travel seems sort of almost normal in a way that you can go back and you can change something, and then when you come back to your time, things have changed for the better or hopefully not for the worse. And so I think it's an interesting thing because it works pretty well in the medium of film and television. You know, you can cut things, you can change things that way pretty easily. But in reality, if you think about it, it does get a little bit trickier. Like you said, you have these paradoxes. Like Daniel said, it's the hard part is sort of changing your present situation, because as you said, Dr. Kaku, you know, you're changing. If you go back in time and you kill somebody's grandparents, your grandparents, you're sort of killing somebody else's grandparents, or you're killing the grandparents of another potential or would-be version of you. And so that doesn't really help you, right? It doesn't really change your situation. And so trying to think about these time diagrams and these timelines of what would happen if I go back and change things is sort of tricky. But I think it sort of illustrates the real problem with this idea of going back and changing things, because when you draw a timeline and you drive sort of looping back and then changing something, then you see that you sort of end up with time streams that don't make any sense. You know, you end up with universes that start out of nothing, or you end up with universes that sort of suddenly end because you change something. And so actually drawing them in cartoons sort of helps you see some of these logical flaws.
Okay, and let me ask you another question. When people see the movie talking about the universe as a simulation, the Matrix, what are your thoughts about the computer simulation idea that all of us are puppets? Puppets dancing in a videotape that's been pre-recorded. So reality as we know it is nothing but a video game, somebody else's video game. What are your thoughts?
I think it's a super fun idea because it's a great example of the kind of creative thinking we need to figure out how the universe works. You know, the universe doesn't have to work in the way that we initially imagined it. And so as we stumble around and think about how the universe might work, it's really important to embrace all of these crazy notions. And so many good ideas come from science fiction originally, because there are some of the most creative thinkers out there imagining how the universe might be rather than just how the universe is. So it's possible that we live in a simulation, though it's tricky to figure out if it's true. It's tricky to look for evidence. And so in the book, we outline a couple of ways that you might be able to get hints about whether or not we live in a simulation. And it boils down essentially to whether the simulation is limited. Is it limited in its ability to render reality? Can you find little bugs and approximations in the simulation that give you a clue? One real problem is that if we are in a simulation, then we're inside a computer, but that computer is in another universe. It's in the metaverse. Not Zuckerberg's virtual reality, but sort of like a meta universe. And it might follow very different laws of physics, in which case it might be almost impossible to think about how that computer works.
Okay, and Jorge, how do you illustrate as a cartoonist the fact that we might be living in the Matrix?
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with this one too. For me as a cartoonist, it's fun because the go-to image of a concept is sort of a brain in a vat. So it's sort of, you know, it really drives home the point is just draw a brain in a vat.
Okay, well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. So once again, our special guests today have been Dr. Daniel Whiteson and Jorge Cham, authors of the book Frequently Asked Questions About the Universe. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. The hotline number again is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And hey, maybe your thoughts will be heard on 100 radio stations and the internet.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.